All right, back to other matters, equally challenging matters, and that is issues of the economy, which the president endeavored to address in his State of the Nation address last night, where he outlined plans to reboot the economy and accelerate the vaccination program across the country. President Ramaphosa said the measures the government is putting in place to revive the economy are expected to return around 200 billion rand to the country's annual output. The president says the government is prioritizing an increase in local production and to make South African exports globally competitive as part of economic reconstruction and recovery. I've got on the line Executive Director for the Center for Development Enterprise, Anne Bernstein. Anne, good afternoon, and thank you so much for talking to us.
Hi, it's my pleasure. Kiki, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. It is very hard, to argue with anything that the president says. The president and all preceding presidents before him all say the right things in the State of the Nation address. But the devil, as they say, is in the detail. Did you hear enough of that from what he outlined, including the report back on what has already been done up to now? Did that fill you with confidence?
Look, my view on the State of the Nation speech is that I agree absolutely with the President's four priorities for the country, and which, as you know, was vaccination, was the economic recovery, was getting reforms going for growth, and dealing with corruption. So I agree with those four priorities, and I also agree with... I'm encouraged by one thing, which is the establishment of the Vulindlela unit in the presidency and the National Treasury, which is tasked to push for the economic reforms that we need, or some of them at any rate. Other than that, I am not very positive about the speech. I don't agree with everything. I think that the economic recovery plan of October last year has much too much emphasis on localization. I think we need to build a competitive economy and grow South Africa that way, and that's going to be the best way of including more and more people. We have to make it a more labor-intensive economy. Nothing was said about that last night. But if you add on all these localization requirements for companies doing infrastructure and anything else in the entire economy, this is going to hold back progress, and it's not going to help. You don't just decree that there are going to be companies that can provide this, that, and the next thing in South Africa. Economies don't work that way. So I am not in favor of industrialization through localization, which is a big part of what the president was talking about. On the one hand, he says he's easing the environment in which to do business, which he has done some actions there. But on the other hand, he's adding in a whole lot of new rules and regulations that are going to hinder business in getting going with all the things that we need done.
Yeah. And as you say, economies don't function in that way. This localization drive that he speaks of. Not only is it not perhaps the way to go, or is it not practical or sustainable, it may not even be desirable, in the sense that just because something is local doesn't mean it has a competitive edge. In fact, that is why nations trade, is it not?
Exactly. And localization very quickly becomes protectionism. We all have to buy steel made in South Africa irrespective of the price. Now, that affects the competitiveness of a whole lot of other products in our economy. So I think this is the wrong way to go. I also think we've got stuck on the infrastructure component of this. Since 2018, the president's been saying he wants a big infrastructure drive. That's fine. But you have to reorient the state so that they can establish public-private partnerships to bring in private sector expertise and resources. And we're not doing that. In October, there were going to be new rules for the Municipal Finance Act, the sort of National Financial Procurement Act, but none of this has happened. And as you can see from the Nedbank sort of document released yesterday, the number of projects is in decline. So I don't think one must You know, politicians use a lot of spin. That's fine. That's the nature of the business. But when you look at the facts, South Africa is in desperate trouble. And I'm not sure we're making nearly enough progress in getting the environment right for investment to take place at a much, much faster rate.
This focus on infrastructure development, you know, as a way of kickstarting the economy, is it as easy a win as it's made out to be, or should it be? I mean, there's clearly, I mean, I don't know whether there are best practices, examples that we can look to. I mean, are we just harking back to the New Deal back then after the Great Depression in the United States? I mean, is it really the easy win that it's made out to be?
Absolutely not. You're asking exactly the right question. So who can be opposed to infrastructure? You and I would both want more infrastructure, but there are lots of decisions to be made along the way. So we need the right kind of infrastructure where we can recoup the investment we've spent on it, not like Kusuli and Medupi, where we can't get that money back. So we've got to choose the right kind of infrastructure at the right price. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be affordable to consumers so that they can pay their monthly sort of installments on this. We've also got to acknowledge that the government does not have the capacity to manage large infrastructure projects and have lost a lot of skills, but also they don't have the resources. South Africa is almost bankrupt. So we have to bring in the private sector to infrastructure, and that requires managing a very tricky risk relationship between what the state going to guarantee and what's the risk the private sector is going to take. This requires sophisticated people in the public sector to make sure that you and my money isn't sort of wasted.
Okay. Quick word before
you're absolutely right. Not a silver bullet at all. And we're not making sufficient progress.
Just a final one, and before we let you go, then, and that's of course the main priority, and this is dealing with the pandemic. We obviously got off to the worst possible start in terms of procuring the vaccines. Is there still time to make? Is there still an opportunity for us to make up for lost time? Are we on the right track in as far as dealing with this vaccine rollout?
I couldn't agree with you more, TT. A disastrous approach to acquiring the vaccines. And if you listen to the president carefully last night, I still don't know how we're going to get the 40 million vaccines we need. Well, the vaccines we need to vaccinate 40 million people. It's not clear at all. It's not clear when we're getting the vaccines. It's all extremely vague still. And then once you've got them, you've got to roll out a pretty sophisticated campaign to get millions and millions of people vaccinated as quickly as possible. So I'm not impressed with how the government has dealt with this issue at all, and I don't think we're out of the woods, and this is the most important priority we face today.
On that sobering note, Anne Bernstein, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
Anne Bernstein is the Executive Director for the Center for Development and Entertainment.